Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization.
Well, that's cool.
We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Folks, again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. I do understand if you're a little intimidated. Right? Hey, now, for all of you guys sitting next to your wives driving down the road right now, they're looking to you to lead the way. They are waiting upon their husbands to respond to the man on the radio. They're thinking to themselves right now, wait a second, I thought I married a man of God. I thought I met a man many years ago that told me that he was going to lead the way and he was going to be the husband that God called him to be. I can't do anything about that, ladies. I'm just subjecting that and laying that to your candor. Just a thought, that's all. Now, for the guys that have stood up and they know how to play the man, I praise God for guys like you because we're the type that can get the job done, right? One nation under God, that's what that applies to right there. Not to those that are not under God. We know what happens when a nation forgets God. It's one nation that's gone under. But what we want to do is we want to put ourselves back under God so we are not one nation that's gone under. We're talking about whom do you fear, God or man? And we just talked basically laying out scriptures and showing you that scripture tells us just the exact opposite of what we're seeing today in a country. You know, for example, all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord and they shall be afraid of you, not you them. And then I shared with you, friends, during the first hour that, listen, nobody, not the elitists, not the globalists, not the world order minions, not the little population of the atheists, and not the little population of the homosexuals, they're not dictating the outcome of what's going on. Matter of fact, what you're seeing right now is you are seeing that particular demographic and everyone that I just named, they're the ones attacking you. And you are letting them do it. One of the things that I failed to tell you during the first hour was this. And again, I want you to hear this again. Let it sink down deep into your ears. Firstly, in the spiritual, John Knox, again, that Scottish reformer, he said a man with God is always in the majority. But just to kind of overlay that and bring that to the present and to bring it to the numbers so you can understand the carnal man, is the fact that, folks, there's 315 million people in this country allowing less than 0.7% of the population to destroy it. I mean, you are being laughed at. No offense, but you are being laughed at. And we are in the position to stand up and deal with it because that's what a patriot is called to do. But, folks, how do we reconcile? The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. How do we reconcile that with the modern day church who is doing just the exact opposite? I don't know. That's why I'm asking the question. I need an answer. How do we reconcile that with what we're seeing today? You can't. You don't. Just to prove my point again, did you know that Obama's HHS is to use cowardly religious leaders to push Obamacare? By the way, for those that did not know, the CIA has infiltrated the church. Again, the church shepherds allowed the wolves to come in and do what they're doing today with their just consent and their just permission by allowing it to happen. But again, just to highlight what I'm saying right now, did you know that Obama his HHS is to use cowardly religious leaders to push Obamacare. Again, this is what dictators do. Nothing new under the sun. Adolf Hitler's youth were nothing but a bunch of kids out of the youth groups that did his killing for him. You know, because they thought they were serving God, right? Yeah. Isn't it interesting how Adolf Hitler always wanted to put himself in the position of being God? That's why he put his ugly face on everything across Germany. As a matter of fact, they're so embarrassed by that now, friends, that they actually have in their textbooks that they will not never allow these things to take place again. But America's never had to endure anything like an Adolf Hitler before. No, they just got a Barack Hussein Obama that does it in the face of the American people, and the American people let him do it. Lack of gratitude, right? Come on, just calling it for what it is. Tell the truth and shame the devil. That's what we got to do. How many, you know, I also think about this. How many people out there right now are being enslaved by this administration through Obamacare? How many people are being killed through, like, abortion or the vaccinations or the GMOs in the food? And everybody knows about this. Everybody knows about this. Everybody knows it's taking place. Or just talking about the general issue of sin, which is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. How many people are allowing this man to demoralize their kids in public schools through their indoctrination illegally? He's bringing the American people back into bondage, is he not? Yep, and the American people are letting him do that. Bondage in which God broke off of his people. Right? Kind of reminds me when I'm talking on the radio right now, how many people, and I say this out of love, but how many people are totally enslaved in their sin? He that committeth sin is the servant of sin, right? And we know the end of sin is death. And for those that are trying to justify themselves right now, I'm being pulled this direction. I'm going to go on this rabbit trail. There's a way that seems right to you, my friend, but the end is the ways of death. Don't forget that. And you're on that path right now. You better get on the right path. It's straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not wide and broad and easy. Wrong path there, bro. But isn't it interesting how many people are being enslaved today? That reminds me of a 90-year-old woman. She died when she was 90 years old. Her name was Harriet Tubman. She was a slave who broke free of her taskmasters, her slave owner. And what she did is because she loved her people so much. Kind of reminds me of what's going on here right now, live on radio, on Saturday, December 20th at 3:13 p.m. Central Standard Time. A lot of you people out there don't realize that you are slaves. That you are being enslaved. That you are being brought back into bondage. Especially younger people who think you know everything when in fact you know nothing. But Harriet Tubman, she loved her people so much that she actually went back in an attempt to liberate the slaves that were still in bondage to their taskmasters. And she was asked at one point as to how many slaves she freed. She said thousands. She said, "I freed thousands of slaves," said Harriet Tubman, that woman of God. She said, "I freed thousands and thousands of slaves." And she said, furthermore, "I could have freed a lot more had they known that they were slaves." America, wake up. Wake up, America. "I'd have freed a thousand more," said Harriet Tubman, "had they known that they were slaves." Be right back after this break. 1-866-233-0747. Call in anytime over the next hour. I'm here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Sons of Liberty Media.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, thank you. So you make us your number one show on Saturdays, but you don't respond. Again, I totally get it. I totally do. I'm actually having fun preaching myself up here. I really am. Right before the break, I was talking about Harriet Tubman, and she was asked how many slaves she freed. And she said, I'd have freed thousands more had they known or realized that they themselves were slaves. Man, some of the taxes that we pay, friends, just over the top. It's like you go here, you're taxed for that, and then you go over here, and then you're taxed for that, and then you go over there, and you're taxed for that. I mean, it's almost like there a tax, here a tax, everywhere a tax. And it's like, wait, don't I pay an income tax? Yep. And on top of that, then I pay this tax, and then even if I go to different states, oftentimes I have to pay tolls. I mean, it's almost like the government acts like we work for them or something, right? Did we approve of this? It's like, who paid for that road in the first place? Hey, government agencies that are paying for these toll roads, who gave you the money to actually establish those roads in the first place? Oh, the people did. And now you're saying to them that it's a privilege for them to actually take that toll road that we already paid for by having to pay for it again and again and again and again and again and again. Man, you go to some states, you got to pay how many tolls before you actually get to the place where you're going? You're only going 5 or 10 minutes away. I mean, they get to pay a gas tax, and then you got to pay tax for that, and this, that, and the other. Oh, wait a second. Wait. America, I thought you said you weren't being enslaved. What about your paychecks? Isn't that crazy? Even churches today, friends, they are exempt from tax, but the IRS will attack them in such a fashion. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to go to IRS publication 557, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you don't become a 501c3, well, they'll break you down until you submit to the 501c3 status, and then they'll make you tax collectors that way. It's crazy. Forced tax. Well, wasn't it Jesus that said concerning the tax issue? You know, the things that be of Caesar, well, they're Caesar's. But the things that be of God, they're God's. Now we see Caesar coming in trying to overthrow God. And again, friends, here we have bondage again. Remember it was going back to the Pharisees. Remember they said that they were in bondage to no man, yet they were fully in bondage to the Romans. And that was right before judgment. Remember that's when they had Jesus crucified and then judgment fell on them 40 years later after the passion of the Christ. And 1,100,000 of them were killed, crucified to the walls of Jerusalem. Ooh, your blood be upon us, they said. When they were crying out, crucify him, crucify him. Oh, wait a second. Stay in that topic. Wasn't it the Pharisees that had Jesus crucified? Yes, it was. Why? Because they were envious. Did Pilate know that? Yes, he did. Were they also afraid after Lazarus was blown out of the grave, John 11, that they might lose their place in their nation? Yep, they didn't want to lose their position. They loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. That's not my point, though. Wasn't it also them that had moved the people to say, crucify him, to release Barabbas, a murderer just like them? Yep, they did. The Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day did. Nothing new under the sun, friends, still happening today. And wasn't it the Pharisees of the day that had Christ crucified? Aren't they the ones responsible for really and ultimately bringing the people into bondage if they didn't listen to the Christ to be set free? Remember Jesus said, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. But he said to those that commit sin that they are servants of sin or slaves to it. Yep, that's right. Wasn't it the Pharisees that said, we have no king but King Caesar? While they were crucifying Jesus Christ. Yep, same thing happening exactly line upon line, precept upon precept today. How do you know that? That's when dictators rise. And who do they attack? They attack the church. And when you have over 300,000 pulpits standing down in silence, it shows you that they don't fear the face of God. They fear the face of man because that's who they're submitting to. Yet I remember when D. James Kennedy, the pastor of Coral Ridge Ministries out of Florida, before he died 8 years ago, he told me that they're responsible for advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb and the homosexual agenda for their silence. Yeah, it's exactly what you're seeing today. They are allowing the Christ to be crucified all over again. Why? Through their silence. Inadvertently, they're saying, or advertently, they're saying, crucify him through their silence. Crucify him. Enslave the people. No, our doors are wide open. Go ahead and devour the sheep. Yeah, it's because they fear the face of man and not the face of God. Nothing new. These are the people that are decrying as Christ is being crucified. Oh, look at that dude over there. He's a total radical, man. Who does he think he is? He's one crying in the wilderness. He's the one confronting the king. Oh, man, that dude, look at how radical. He's just way out of line. Really, read the Word of God and tell me how radical it is. As I've shared with you in the past, friends, what's radical is when you allow a government to sanction the things that they sanction and stand back and do nothing about it. Shame on you. Oh, my goodness. Woo! No wonder why they killed the prophetic voice, man. They got to shut that dude up because he's exposing us for who we really are. Yet though, a majority of the people in their quiet time with them and their spouses are talking about the same things. But they better not talk too loudly, because if they do, they just might liberate their people and save their country and actually protect their posterity. Yep, I know. I totally get it. I see it all day long, friends. I see it all day long. America, you just be the good little boy and the good little girl and shut up and listen to the dictator as he oppresses you and your freedom of speech. You just sit back and shut up and do nothing about it. You stay put. You be a good slave. You don't do nothing about what he does or says. And you better not call him out for his crimes. Because if you do that, I'm telling you what, that's real radical. But here's the professed church fearing the face of man, and the people in this country fearing the face of man rather than the face of God and calling them out for who they are. But yet it's the same people that will sit back and praise their forefathers that did exactly what I am doing right now. Yet you praise those that your fathers attempted to get rid of. And I'm talking about those Torahs I'm talking about the, did you know that less than 3% of the population, along with 13 colonies and 56 men, were used to establish what we have 238 years later? And you know what's happening now, friends? You have an administration through the indoctrinational system to try to get your kids to believe that your forefathers, because they threw off tyrannical government that would not be ruled by God, they want your kids to believe that your forefathers were terrorists. And keep in mind, it was King George, the tyrant King George, that was calling your forefathers, those that liberated you, friends, as terrorists. The liberators are called terrorists today, friends, in this country. Are you following me? Your forefathers feared the face of God. They would not submit to a man. Read the Declaration of Independence. They would not submit to a tyrant King George, who had a mental illness, by the way. They would not submit themselves to a king that would not be ruled by God. That is called fearing the face of God. It was your forefathers, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and all of them did ally themselves with them very statements right there, that it's better to obey God and resist tyrants. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. But we're talking about who fears the face of God and who fears the face of man. Well, when you fear the face of man, you can see what they do. They like to enslave you. They love to enslave the American people. You're being enslaved now by the homosexuals and the atheist friends, right? As you're being laughed at by the up-and-coming generation. As you're being cursed by the up-and-coming generation because they can see that they've been subjected to everything. And America, you protected them for nothing for the most part. Now, as a matter of fact, a good many of you are responsible for dropping your kids off at public schools, and then you sit there and you justify it with some little lame excuse as to why you do it. And really what it comes down to is you love money more than you love your kids. Tell me I'm lying. Well, I gotta work, I gotta support my family. Hey, I high-five that all the way. All the way. But how many times we've had mothers who stay home who take the loss because they love their kids more than they love money? Because their kids are their responsibility, not the state's. That is a mother who fears God when God said, "This is the fruit of your womb. Train them up in the ways that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from them." Friends, who do you fear, God or man? When you fear man, you are enslaved. When you fear man, you are enslaved. When you fear the face of man, you are only to be brought back into bondage. And a bondage you go, friends. And bondage you go. But what did God say about it? It's up to you. I'm going to give you that answer right when I get back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Just talking about, who do you fear, God or man? Talking about the fear of man and what that brings forth. Well, it brings forth bondage, doesn't it? He's talking about how Barack Hussein Obama, he's making some good slaves out of American people. Really good slaves. Did you know that I'm not crazy? Did you know that I am telling you the truth? Oh, yeah, I'm telling you the truth. Did you know that 109,631,000 Americans in households in this country received benefits from one or more federally funded means-tested programs known as welfare? Oh, yeah, he makes really good slaves. He's making some really good dependents. And you know who those dependents are, America? Those that will be used to overthrow the righteous. You know what he's doing? He's taking, he's stealing from the haves and he's giving it to the have-nots. But if we fear God, we would have listened to what Jesus said when he said, hey, those that don't work, neither shall they eat. But America is allowing the fear of man to bring them into bondage. Submit to me or else. Submit to me or else, says Massa. Massa says, you better do this. Massa says, you better do that. Well, guess what? You better do it. Because if you don't, you might get in trouble, America. Well, you know what? Join the ranks of the righteous. Because it's not hard to get in trouble anymore, America. Just do the right thing. You know, I said during the first hour concerning our posterity, because I do high school assemblies, right? And colleges, right? And radio. You know, America has been so desensitized to believe that government can actually demoralize and attack and perpetuate crimes against their kids, and they have to ask for permission to protect themselves from a criminal government. Oh, you've been stupefied. You've been enslaved. You know what brought it forth, friends? The fear of man. The Bible says that the fear of man ensnares a man. It's a snare. It's a noose around your neck. But yet, friends, Scripture also tells me that we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In other words, let me say it this way. As he is, so are we in this world. And if we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire and witnesses of the resurrection, why are we asking the arm of the flesh for permission to obey the God that rules over the affairs of men that you fear? You ever ask yourself that question? Have you ever asked yourself that question? You need to ask yourself that. Really, friends, you do. I can take this so many directions. They are getting you to submit through their use of fear while they are perpetuating crimes to bring you forth back into bondage to do what Massa says. And you better listen to Massa, because if you don't, we'll contrive some crime against you. You know, like maybe what we'll do is we'll use the IRS to target you. And we'll make a criminal out of you, even knowing that the very bureaucracy that he's using is criminal itself. America, you make yourself good slaves. And the one that you laugh at and make fun of all day long, he's your master. Oh, by the way, he's a servant of sin too, so he's got masters that he serves too. He's just too stupid to figure that out. And in his narcissism, he thinks he stands. I want to tell you something, brother from another mother. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. But friends, going back to my point, my last point, 109,631,000 people in this country on welfare. As they stand back, the good people of this country, stand back and watch this administration reallocate your tax dollars to support a bunch of do-nothing, lazy slouches. Oh, and by the way, those lazy slouches, a lot of them are people you probably know. They just haven't told you yet. Oh, you know, I got laid off for this, that, or the other thing, really? Well, you look well able. You look healthy. Why aren't you working? Well, because really what it comes down to is I'm getting a check for so-and-so every month, and they've now extended them for 99 weeks. So now I'm becoming a dependent concerning this administration, and why would I speak out against him when he's actually stealing your money under the guise of law and giving it to me? Well, why would I say anything? Why would I complain about what he's doing? Because what you don't realize right there, you fool, is the fact that you've already sold your soul to the devil. And I'm sure you have some preacher out there. Oh, I can almost guarantee you have some preacher out there reassuring you of your entrance. As a matter of fact, those in heaven can't wait till you get there. You're reading the wrong Bible, dude. You're reading the wrong Bible. The Census Bureau equaled 35.4% of 309,467,000 people living in the United States at that time. This is back in 2012, 13, and now we're coming up to 14. We're almost into 15 now. I mean, this is crazy stuff, folks. I remember even being at the RNC just last year, or 2 years ago. The older generation, they were all dressed up like they were going to an Elvis concert, and I had to tell them that Elvis was dead. He died in 1977, August of that year. And I'm not being funny. I was the only young punk telling the older generation on Radio Row that he is creating dependence while he is on a college tour going to the younger people. And if anybody knew anything about how dictators operate, they always use the young. They empower them by stealing from the haves, giving it to the have-nots, the younger generation, and then overthrowing. And what they don't realize, that younger generation, is they're being used as pawns to give power to the dictator, to the one that brings them back into bondage. But friends, I ask you the question again. Who do you fear? Because if you fear the face of man, you've got coming what you've got coming. But if you fear the face of God, you better get busy. Because I expect that we're promised to win the day. Right? You know, it was William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, that said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Boy, oh boy, does your enemy know that. And they do it illegally, and you let them do it. That's the embarrassing part. That's the shameful part. You let them do it. You know, after being attacked by the radical homosexuals for years for attempting to love on their communities, because I know that their hirelings, their whores in the pulpits aren't preaching the word of God to them. after trying to reach into the gay communities, this is some years back, boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, I found out that they didn't want the truth. They're at war with God. It's a bad place to put yourself. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Not a good place to put yourself. And you know what you do, homosexual, when you resist the truth. You know what you do. There's no debate on this radio program. Nope, 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 nope. You are making a choice. Don't sit there and tell me about how you were born that way. You weren't born that way. We were all born in iniquity, said David. But we make a choice to come out of it as we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. And if not, then let me tell you something. If you can't help yourself, then how is it that a thief is a criminal? How is it a murderer is a criminal? How is it that a liar is a criminal? Oh, wait a second. Because it works for you, God's law does. Right here, let me give you an example. If you remember right, Madeline Murray O'Hare, she was an atheist that wanted the Ten Commandments removed. She hates God. Well, she's in hell now. I just wanted to share that with you. And she chose to be there. Now, what's interesting is her son is a preacher that operates out of Washington, D.C. Praise God. Hallelujah. To show you the hand and the mercy of God. Amen. But do you know that she was murdered? Now, it's interesting. I can almost guarantee you. Let's just visualize this for a moment, shall we? Let's just visualize the act itself. Someone comes about to Madeline and says, hey, I just want to let you know. Obviously, this didn't happen, but he had within himself that he was going to take her out. So he kills her. But what do you think the thoughts would have been in her mind before he actually took her life? Probably, hey, it's against the law for you to kill me. Wait a second. It's that law, Madeline, that you wanted taken down because you hated God so much. But now you realize that that law actually would have worked for you if you'd have been there magnifying it rather than trying to tear it down, right? Yep. You reap what you sow. So the law that is enforced against murder in this country, did you realize that it was God that ordained and gave that law to protect your life? Oh, see, now she's on God's side when it works for her. Yeah, just like any other criminal. You know, I mean, when a criminal commits a crime, no matter how heinous it is, the first thing he does is he gets to jail after he served his 3 squares a day in his carpeted hotel room on your dime, America. There's another sense of judgment, another sense of bringing forth bondage unto you and your posterity. But it's interesting, they make appeals according to what? Well, they try to find a loophole. Where do they go? They study the law? Yep. And what they try to do is they try to find a infraction with the law that actually convicted them of their crime. What do they use? Do they use the law? Yep, they do. In many cases, what they do to undo the law is they try to find man's policy, which will undo their law because they want a lenient judge or a soft judge that will let them out. But going back to my point, friends, it's just this. These criminals, they want laws that work for them and what props them up under the guise of law. But you know what's interesting is what they're going to realize on Judgment Day, that it was too late. And the man, Bradley Dean, that I continuously attacked, the one that was loving on me in truth, he was. It's true. I really do love people, regardless if they like it or not. I agree with God, and I'm not moving from that by the grace of God. But the fact of the matter is that I mean to see your redemption and your liberation. But if you so choose to reject that, then you have a just recompense. Either you're going to live for the blood that blesses you, or you're going to be judged by the blood that condemns you. There is no in-between. That goes for natural affairs as well, friends. I know we're getting a little deep, but I love this. Right? As my son nods his head. Got one more segment coming up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Last segment, friends. 1-866-233-0747. I suppose I better close this out, yeah? I'll do that when I get back. All right.
At the Sons of Liberty, we... At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know, now what's interesting about what's going on here, friends, I remember we were just in Memphis just last year. And, boy, we preached for, what, 5 hours? 5.5 hours in Memphis, and it was just the whole time we were just all rounded up, and it was on. Everybody was quickened, and I praise God for that opportunity. But I was surprised that we went for 5.5 hours. So some of you guys are out there probably just, you know, saying to yourself, I'm glad this is only 2 hours. Well, why don't you come on over for a little bit, guys? This is going to go on for a couple more hours when we're done here. But anyways, folks, I think you guys are getting the point of what happens when we submit to the fear of man in contrast to the fear of God. The fear of God is liberating, friends. It's a filial fear. And what I've been subjecting to your candor is the fact that why would you fear man when it is God that rules over the affairs of man? Now, keep in mind, I also want you to understand that we're doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving ourselves. The promises of God and the promises that are given unto us, namely the partakers of the benefit, they fall to the lot of the doers of the word and not hearers only. I also want people to understand that God shows favor to those that walk in the fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. Also keep in mind that the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom. Also keep in mind, friends, that the fear of the Lord, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Right? We get all that, right? Just kind of lumping that all in the same lot here. But I want you to know that God shows favor to those and towards those that walk in the fear of the Lord. See, like, for example, Scripture tells us that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and the prayers of the righteous. those that are in Christ Jesus, those that have put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh, those that are found in Christ. Do you get the point? You know, those that put off the old man, put on the new man, Colossians 3. You understand, right? So again, God shows favor towards those that walk in the fear of the Lord while he deals righteously with his or their enemies. And again, just look at history, Proverbs 16:6. So friends, keep in mind, God is a father to believers, but a terrifying judge to his enemies. And I got a video, as a matter of fact. It's my favorite video. It's one of my favorite videos. Easily the top three. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the article, Whom Do You Fear, God or Man? And then go check out the video, The History of Tyrants. We talked about that last week. And when you look at the history of tyrants, it doesn't work out, does it? No. And see, what we have today as America is daring the justice of God by allowing the clown or the joker, and I'm saying that because that's what people call this administration and the man in the White House. I want you to keep in mind, though, friends, the joke is on you if you allow it. But my point was this, friends, that when you look at dictators of the past, we can see that they don't learn from history. They think they've got some sort of new version of technology that they're now going to get one over on the God of heaven, and things are just going to work out. It is going to work out, but you need to understand that the word of the Lord is forever. It's settled in heaven. I also want you to keep in mind, too, for those that want to dare the justice of God and go on in your ways, do keep in mind that the Lord said that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8. And then if you go to Malachi 3:16, he said, I'm the Lord that changeth not. And also keep in mind, I'm leading up to this, that he is a judge. He is a judge. Read Psalm 97. Read Jeremiah 9:24. I'm just letting these things slowly fall into my mind. Read, friends, Psalm 9:16. Read, friends, Isaiah 26. And then you begin to understand what I'm talking about here. You know, I'm actually kind of scrolling through something here. Again, we're on live radio. And it's interesting how those want to lighten down Scripture. And it seems like this is always, I'm going to make a point here in just a moment. No matter what church that I'm in and I preach and reveal the Scripture that I'm about to reveal to you next, what's interesting is that they say we're under grace, not under law. And if we keep in mind, grace magnifies itself through the law and it fulfills the law. Romans 3:3. But I want you to hear this really quick. It says, if we sin willfully, break God's moral law after the knowledge that you've been just given, if we sin willfully, this is where people always have an issue in the professed church. Let me finish this. If we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth that I've been giving you, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins if you reject it. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Now listen to this. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Remember the man that was in hell? He wanted Father Abraham to go and warn his five brothers that hell was a place and it was real, it was tangible. It really did exist. And remember what the answer was to the man that was in hell from the man that had the power to deal with the issues because he already has? He said to him, you have the law and the prophets. He said, you have Moses and the prophets. So in other words, if they don't listen to Moses, God's moral law, the law, and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. How do you hear the Christ if you can't hear the law? In other words, if you haven't repented for breaking God's moral law, which brings forth godly repentance and drives you to the foot of the cross, how are you to hear Christ? You can't. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose you shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, in other words, despised the sacrifice of his Son on your behalf, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. He says, finally, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Friends, who do you fear? Who do you fear? I want you to understand that he is God to a fearful world, but he's your judge. Do keep that in mind. But I also want to say that he's Father to me, who will pass through judgment because of the sacrifice that I've accepted by believing on his Son. His name is Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation. Friends, who do you fear? The face of man or the face of God? Why should you fear man when it is God that rules over the affairs of men? Read Psalm 84:11. I want to leave you with this, always on a positive. God shows favor towards those that walk in the fear of the Lord while he deals righteously with their enemies. And again, just look at history. And by the way, we don't have to go through another atrocity or another scandal if you feel like listening today and actually dealing with crime in your governments by bringing forth impeachment, then indictments concerning every single one of them. Oh, that will never happen. Nope. If you say that, you're a part of the problem. It can happen, and it can easily happen. This government works for you, and if they fail to work for you, then you have a right to overthrow unrighteousness in government. You have a right to throw off the chains of corrupt government in government. You have the right to throw off the chains of criminals in government. We don't have a right to overthrow the Constitution or throw off the chains of the Constitution. No way. We don't want to do that. We want to establish good government. But the way to do that is by dealing with the criminals. Justice is the guardian of liberty. So I say, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away as wax melteth before him. Psalm 68, verse 1. So let's do this, friends. Let's learn the lesson of them that went before us by walking in the fear of the Lord. Read Hebrews 11 and look at the heroes of the faith and look at the victories that God gave to each and every one of them. But I also want you to keep in mind that discipline is the soul of an army. Listen to what Jesus said. Hearken unto it. That means listen carefully. Apply it. That means take heed and walk it out. And find your prayer life fall in line with, Lord, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Lord, order my steps in thy word and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Because you said in holiness that you would deliver up our enemies from before us for your glory. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talk to you soon.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.